עכשיו אנחנו נצפה קליפ של...
Now we're going to watch Rav's clip.
הבורא כל פעם מוסיף באהבה.
The creator constantly adds in love, and it works on us in waves. Once it's for scrutiny of the new kelim, for their correction and for filling them, and then again scrutiny and sorting and correction and filling. That's why we are seemingly in a sense and descents, in a sense and descents, but really from his perspective it's constant addition and addition and approaching and approaching. Okay? Yes? So what are we writing the covenant about? If the Creator is constantly increasing the love, and by this he draws us to him either in a good way or in a bad way, because the bad is also working positively in the end. So on what should we demand the covenant? You can ask, demand, in what situation do you want him to keep his promise, and which is the promise? How do you want to make sure it happens?
Dear friends, already, right now, we're inviting the Creator to connect us, do whatever He wants with us. And from that upper level of connection, avut, mutual guarantee, covenant, from the topmost, from the upper point, we go in and ask for His help. So, each one here must prepare. And even if you didn't prepare, prepare now to speak with the Creator. This is our time. This is a time of will. The Creator is talking to us. What is your prayer? You have half a minute now to turn to the Creator. What is your prayer that you want to ask for the benefit of the friends? So we're starting this Yeshivat Chavrim, this gathering of friends. We're not leaving it. We're starting from the uppermost point, each one with his own personal prayer to the Creator. First of all, the goal must be revealed and before everyone's eyes that this gathering has to bring us a result of the love of friends. And with this love of friends, we're starting this gathering. We are uncertain. Will we keep going? Will Kiev continue? Will the Creator fulfill us? We're not sure what's going to happen next. But right now, we're going to ask the Creator to fill us, to do what's good in His eyes. And it doesn't matter what happens. If you connect to us, if you make efforts, Rav will connect to us and we'll give a lesson, anything. We're prepared.
About an hour and a half ago, we, with 10 on duty, went into the meeting room. We didn't know anything. We didn't know if there's a Yeshivat Chavrim from Kiev, from here. What's the lineup? What about broadcast? Nothing. And everyone was, you know, after the workday, everyone was a little distracted, and we got together and looked at each other, and suddenly we thought, guys, the ball is in our court, here and now. Especially for this, we gathered in order to grab the Creator, make an effort, draw Him among us, to be with us, and we connected. We started to really make efforts to exert, because we understood that this is a blessed state. Because what do we learn? Why do we learn? You know, in order to understand these states, that they come in order for us to overcome and focus and start acting. And I want to give the microphone to a guy from our 10 who's really inspiring all of us. So Shlomik, please continue.
Dear brothers, we've been awarded. We know what great friends we have here. Everything that the Creator gives them, any task, any opportunity, with soul devotion they do it, with happiness, with joy. Friends, are you happy? Yes, so you know, the whole concept of the covenant, the creation, the whole creation is ended in the first thought of it. And we're here already now with the covenant at the end point. Everything that the Creator does with us is with love and happiness. And we return, bestow to Him this love and happiness. So brothers, let's enter this Congress with great joy, with fear, with many intentions. L'chaim.
I'm
not sure you know, but we are 10 number 14. We are the 10 on duty. And it's our privilege, really, to be the ones who are doing the last lesson before the Congress. And this is Shivat Chavarim, too. I think that today, in the last 24 hours of our being on duty, we could really feel what it means to make a covenant, at least between us. I have an amazing 10, really. Each of them contribute so much to the society. They all have very important duties. The whole society depends on each and every one of the friends in my 10. And you can rely on each and every one of them. They're doing everything to find spirituality for the friends. I have nothing but gratitude to the Creator for bringing me into such a 10. You see, also there aren't that many 10s who are here. Then the majority are already in Kiev preparing the Congress. And I feel like this Congress will bring us finally a feeling of avut, so we will be able to give to one another what the Creator promised us, and we'll really be able to make a covenant with the Creator and demand what He promised. And He promised us amazing things: to discover the One, to discover the connection between us. So we have many good things along the way. We have a strong Congress. We have wonderful friends. We have Passover coming soon. So everything is ahead. Everything is open. Everything depends on us. Let's put in power. There are friends who are preparing matzot for Passover, and that's also important, the Passover bread. So let's be happy and come to this Congress connected with the covenant between us and the covenant with the Creator. L'chaim, friends.
Shir.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקולו רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי הטף והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
אשרי בנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי העם שככה לא אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לא אור הזוהר יורד על כל
Each one must make an effort to try to bring to the society liveliness, the spirit of life and hope, and to put liveliness into the society so that each one of the society will be able to tell himself, right now I'm opening a new page in the work. Each one must make an effort to bring the spirit of life into the society and hope, hopefulness, and to invigorate the society so that each one in the society will be able to tell himself, I'm now opening a new page in the work. Meir, have you opened a new page? Gotcha. And now, let's have... Prepare, each one of you, prepare. We'll invite the friends to speak. What do you expect? What should the Creator do? What lacks should he feel? What are you obligated to? Dear friend, so each one, prepare yourself to answer this question now, to have... participation here, great participation, otherwise the Creator doesn't answer. So now we'll hear Meir and Hassan from Australia prepare.
In the clip, Rav asked, why the covenant? Why do we need a covenant? What kind of covenant are you asking for the Creator, for yourself, for the friends? So my request is anything but leave. Really, in this ocean, you know, with all the waves and the storms and whatnot, anything but leave. Not to come to the shore, but stay in the water and ask to keep the friends in the water and that they will understand that these waves are just our perception of reality in the will to receive and to rise above the waves. I used to do some surfing, so instead of feeling the waves, you need to glide on them. And anyone who surfed knows the difference between, you know, the biggest waves becoming the greatest pleasure. And you not run from them, but you look for them more and more. So anything but leave. And any surfer knows that getting to the shore is never a good sign. He finds a way to stay all day in the water. So I'm asking for covenant for the friends and anything but leave.
It's not easy to like surprise Meir. He's already prepared. One must always go with the right line, which is called perfection. From this, a person receives life because he is adheres to the source of life. So the friend from Australia has been replaced right now with Avi. Avi, we're waiting eagerly to hear what you'll say. And all of us, from this uppermost point, the Creator is revealed through you. Let's talk. We're listening to you. We're included with you. We'll receive anything you have to say. Avi from Australia.
Friends, these are amazing moments. Moments of connection and joy. All I know is that where there is joy, there is the Creator. And I think we've achieved amazing connection above all the differences. You can see no screens, no, everything disappears. I'm really excited to be speaking at this Yeshivat Chavarim before the Kiev Congress, because now we're all opening our hearts and are speaking from the heart. So I'm kind of choking on my words. But everything is bursting out, the love, the connection. And just imagine, these are just droplets of fire, of the spark in the heart. What will happen when all these sparks join into a big fire? The connection we feel now, the love that is appearing, the bestowal, the joy, it's all thanks to the Creator. Thanks to the Avut that we signed a long time ago with the Creator. And it's all revealed in the friends' hearts. It's all revealed in the love and bestowal. And it's all for one purpose. It's all to bring him contentment. It's all so he will be revealed in the world, and everyone will know him, from the least of them to the greatest of them. And no one can do this but us, with the help of our great Rav, with the help of our beloved friends, and with the help of the Creator. Only together, friends, we open our hearts and unite above all the differences. L'chaim, brothers.
If they maintain the Alvut to the point where each one cares for and fulfills all of the lacks of his friends, then they can engage in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, completely, fully, and give contentment to their Maker. If we maintain the Avut to the point where each one of us cares for and fulfills all of the friend's desires, we can then engage in Torah and Mitzvot wholly, perfectly, meaning to bring contentment to the Creator.
One of the most important discernments of contentment is joy, joy between us, in being together and going toward the goal and wanting and demanding to bring the Creator between us. And I'm asking for I'm asking a person, Rasa Raspopinov, who is radiating joy, to get ready. Yes, don't get overexcited. And now I want to ask a huge friend from our 10 number 14, which is each day he's prepared for the preparation of the 10 on duty. His responsibility, his sense of responsibility is just intolerable, really. And it is intolerable, really, because he can't stand himself. Because he has to do everything all the way, just see to every detail, and normally he does. 99.9% of the time he does it. But yesterday, when his tenant was on duty, he understood that he didn't succeed. In his specific tent, he called all the friends, and for some reason no one answered him. And then he understood that here, specifically, the closest tent to him, there the Creator trips him. But his concern gave so much excitement to everyone. And thanks to him, the preparation during the morning lesson today was amazing. And everything worked like clockwork. And the whole world clay was excited, and the lesson we got was just a gift. This person just radiates responsibility and inner joy. He hardly ever smiles, though. But, wait a minute. I want to introduce him before he steps on stage. Kalan. Moshe. A giant friend. Please, give him a hand.
I thought you were giving the microphone to Sasha already, skipping over me. Okay, I have a difficult, stubborn 10, and it's a privilege to serve this society. Rav asked, what is this promise you're giving? I don't know who he asks, the creator or the friend, but what I can see in my eyes, in my feelings, is you, friends. There is nothing more precious in this reality than you. There is nothing that can ever compare. And if we're in the creator's playing field, and he always invents new patents and games for us, he creates all kinds of situations for us where once we're connected, once we're times we're separate, and there's that moment where you look at the friend, you look in the friend's eyes, you see it, you look at what the friend is doing, and you understand that everything is in there, the essence of everything. And it's moments like this moment, sitting here together, preparing for this great Congress that's waiting for us, to hold on to each other and to see that greatness of going in together and the security, well, confidence, like what happened to me in this lesson today. You want to always be in control, and there's no control. There's only one force that makes sure everything happens. And the friends always remind you of this. Through the friends, you can see everything. Amazing friends, great friends, L'chaim for everything.
My turn already? Okay. Okay, me, who's me? So, I don't exist. That's why it's so much fun to be talking now. Because you all know that I don't exist. Each of us here knows that he doesn't really exist. In spirituality, no one exists. I hope that this Congress will come to feel the freedom, the rest that exists in melting in this common one. And it's the inner joy that fills up anyone who now merges with this Congress. Inner joy in the freedom from the egoistic self, from our nature. What I am committing myself to is to ask all the friends to ask of the Creator to give us the edge of the rope, which is the request. As Rav said this morning, when you're lying under a table covered by 1,000 blankets, you need to remember that you have this edge of the rope, the request. From wherever you are, you can always ask. And from there, within seconds, you can mingle with everyone in one kli. Yeah, I can feel everyone's hearts, the smiles, you know, internal, external, you name it. So we're with you, supporting you, all the Congress, throughout the Congress, and we'll all succeed together. And we'll bring him contentment. L'chaim.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. La'or shechoder achshav El Haneshama. Vas vienen y puertas no cerrarán. Es tu amigo, debes aguantar.
Y es nayo, estoy es bien.
No destruiste dañé.
Leamshich, Kadima, lo lehabit leachor. Adelante. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
בכל מקום, בכל קצה, נרגיש את טעם החיים.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
להמשיך קדימה. Yashar el haor.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will Продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
להמשיך קדימה, ישר אל האור.
Friends, we are here together with the whole world Kli. There are preparations taking place now in Kiev, and many of our friends are there. Many friends who came to Kiev from all over the Ukraine, Russia, great many places. Many friends came there, and many friends who we don't know, they're virtually connected. And for the first time, they came to Kiev. So we have to know that we're now in a network that's connected together, and it's all coming true now. We're together realizing, putting into practice the purpose of creation, connecting all the hearts together, all of the intentions into one unified intention towards Him. And this is the moment. We have nothing else to wait for. Everything is prepared. These are just words, but we feel the internal meaning. So let's make a little more effort. Let's push another step forward. And is Love's Clip prepared? Let's be together now, even more than ever.
Rav, so we're going to the Kingers Congress. Are you worried?
No, I'm not worried. I've heard, I've seen, I've been told of how people are preparing for this Congress and the Congresses in the United States and South America. They want to turn it into one event, one elevation, no dissent. And we have to prepare. And we're the only society, we're the only organization in the world which everything depends on. We decide everything amongst ourselves. We solve all of the problems. Everything that will happen with us, everything that will happen with the world, all of reality. So what excitement, what worry, care can be. Everything ends with the connections of the friends.
Do you relate to them like your kids?
Not only as kids, as responsible people, people who are responsible for their fate, for their destiny, people who invest, and I'm with them, alongside them, I direct them and pressure them a little bit so that everything comes out most concretely, most directly, without problems and deviations, but I'm very happy, in summary, all in all. So I won't say too much, so you won't get overexcited. Good luck, everyone. One must be joyous and happy because he's gotten the privilege to say a few words to the king, and this is called the right line, meaning the path of the right line, which is called perfection, meaning that he doesn't feel any deficiency in himself. We're asking, whoever can't hold it in anymore has to say, L'chaim, please think well on what you want to say, and then come ask us for the right of speech, because it's a shame if he doesn't share his opinion, his heart, because if it's within him to make the Creator happy, he must do it. He must report in. And for now,
okay, dear friends, I wanted to tell you that today I had a chance to be in Masada, a place where once Kabbalists guarded themselves, guarded their mutual responsibility, their avut, in order to rise above the physical world and determine that what a person should do in life is only to give avut importance, inspiration, and cause connection among the friends, so that in this kli, the Creator will be revealed. So I was walking around there, and I saw their bathing places, and the places where they ate together, and how they all went together to bring water. I guess they had water duties there. So they did everything together. They were in a constant, perpetual congress, never-ending congress, and every moment people got more and more united there, and you can really feel it throughout this place. Peace and quiet, yet internal concentration, increasingly so. And I was thinking there about the Congress in Kiev and the effort we're doing today. And I wanted to tell you that we are continuing what they did, what the Kabbalists at Kotsk did, and before them, and what the people at Masada did. We are continuing to unite as hard as we can, to give the utmost effort now during the 3 days of the Kiev Congress, and not let any moment of an alien thought to break into our connection, to keep the friends in our hearts like the generations of Kabbalists who did it before us. Because everything is ready for this moment. Everything is ready for us. So we will continue and build together the kli where the Creator wants to be revealed. You can really feel lately how the Creator is approaching us, and he really wants to be revealed. We just have to make room for him. So let's make room for him together, friends. L'chaim.
Do we feel as if we can do anything yet, or do we need the Creator? No, because if we don't, then we haven't done what needs to be done yet. If one does not do good deeds, meaning does not engage in Torah and prayer, and wants to come close to the Creator, there is no light to illuminate his heart. And so, friends, let's strengthen ourselves, embolden, hope that he enjoys our work. Do we have anyone who can't hold it in anymore?
Пройдет совсем немного лет, раскроет мир, как жить без бед. друзья и братья как один, споют мотову Манаи. Нет, это вовсе не мечты, страдали много я и ты. Куда же этот мир ведет, когда и кто его спасет? Навеки наш союз меж небом и землей, навеки наш союз меж нами и тобой, навеки наш союз подписанный тобой. Навеки наш союз меж небом и землей, навеки наш союз меж нами и тобой, навеки наш союз подписанный тобой. Наступит день, и свет большой сердцам и душам даст покой, и зазвучит мотив простой над истрадавшейся землей. Пройдет совсем немного лет, раскроет мир, как жить без бед, друзья и братья как один, поют мотову Манаи. Навеки наш союз между небом и землей, навеки наш союз между нами и тобой, навеки наш союз подписанный тобой. Навеки наш союз между небом и землей, навеки наш союз меж нами и тобой, навеки наш союз подписанный тобой. Лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-лай-л